way, Rabbi Chaim Nosson Halpin.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Firstly, we begin with the Hakaras HaToiv for Nachum Dovid, for organizing the Shurim Fire Simcha, and Co, everyone that's involved in setting up the Zchis in town to have Shir Torah every day is beyond our comprehension. The little that we see, the fact that people come and be inspired and be able to learn together, the greatest mitzvah of all, Talmud Torah Keneged Kilom, that itself is something we're very limited to appreciate, but as much as you can, we have to have Hakaras HaToiv. So minhag of Torah way, Erev Shabbos, is to try to go through, say, a few Divrei Torah up in Parasha. So we start right at the beginning. Vayetze Yaakov Me'eshova, the famous Rashi, which we experienced here in Manchester some years ago. Rashi tells us that Yitzias Tzadik Min Amokim Oyser Oishim. When a Tzadik leaves a town, we realize a difference, has an impression. Shebizman Shah Tzadik Be'im, when a Tzadik's in a town, he hoida, he ziva, he adoro, and when he leaves, then all that is gone. So when you hear Maisa Ba'achsidish Rebbe from a Litva Shiid, it's always got an extra spice to it, because there's no ulterior motive to try to sell you anything. So I heard from a Yid here in town, someone that we all know, is a member of the Tzola. He was here many years ago in Manchester, one of the Tzadik Adoy, Baruch Hashem. He was here in town, and in those days, going back some years already, there was about 5 Atzola calls a day. They realized, it was quite evident, that about an hour before he came was the last call. And about an hour or so after he left, a week later, was the next call. The entire week when he was in town, there were absolutely no calls from Atzola. And they realized, it was quite clear on the timing, that the town had benefited from this Rashi. Shebizman Shatzadik Boe, it leaves, it has an effect. And the fact that he was in town, that had an extra shmira, an extra protection, that people didn't need to be called for Atzola, everyone Baruch Hashem was okay. I heard this from Rebbe Tzion Dansky, you can check it out with him, he'll verify you the details. But this is something which you see from this Rashi. This was the Chernobyl Rebbe from Bnei Brak when he was here many years ago, and this is what they saw clearly. The Maisa, there's a Chiddush in Svasemba, he says exactly the opposite of Shatir Rashi. Svasemba says, in Tar Lamed Vov, he says that when a Tzadik leaves a town, you're going to feel the effect, it's not the same. But on the other hand, he teaches Rashi is Oyser Roshim. He leaves an impression. That means the fact that he was once in this place, that itself leaves an impression, and that leaves Ashbo in the place. And this is so defined many, many places. We find this actually in Sfasemis himself regarding Chanukah, which is upcoming soon. There's a famous Baal Itzah which says an extra, a few words more than what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ne'echanika, mezuzah b'yamin, ne'echanika b'smoil. That on the right hand side, we have the mitzvah of the mezuzah, on the left hand side, we have the mitzvah of ne'echanika. And he adds on, e'balabayis, betalis, metzietzes b'emtza. The owner of the house is standing in the middle, wearing the tzitzis. You've got all three. And he brings the kasha from his eye to the Chiddush Sharim, that we know that Laila loves man tzitzis. At night time, there's no chiv to wear tzitzis. Achmachloikis, Rambam, Marosh, a beggar doing balayla, and so on, wears the tzitzis throughout the day and he continues wearing it at night, then Pashkas will be carrying the mitzvah. But al-Kabodim, if Laila loves man tzitzis, so you haven't got all three mitzvahs at the same time. You've got on the right hand side the mitzvah mezuzah, you've got the nechanika, and tomorrow morning you're going to have the mitzvah tzitzis. So the Tzvasema says that he doesn't remember what his Zayda says in his Eichet Dvorov, but he says Pshat Zazoy. He says when a person does at night the mitzvah nechanika, it doesn't just disappear after the half an hour. That mitzvah leaves a roishim, it leaves a shpoh, and this was the place where Alit Chanukah lichnas last night, so tomorrow morning when I'm standing here wearing my tzitzis, I can still say that I've got all three mitzvahs at once. I can't see anymore, the light's lit. But this was the place on the left hand side of this doorway is where I lit last night. So tomorrow morning when I'm here with the tzitzis, I've still got all three. And you find this also when you see Divrei Agada that comes, Halacha Halamaisa also has a different impression by us. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shofar, in Siman Tov Ki Pehei, the Ramah says the minhag is to blow shofar by the bima. Why to blow shofar by the bima? So Mishavir explains, Kadei Sheschis HaTorah, Yogein Loleini, the Sheschis HaTorah, the fact that we're lying in the Torah by the bima, should protect us. Lalois Zichreneini Lefonav LaTorah. That will help the mitzvah of shofar be accepted more because it's done in a place I could do anywhere in the Beis HaMedrash to blow. Why am I choosing that spot? Because that was the place where Kriyas HaTorah took place. Excusing the pun. So, since that's where they're lined, so therefore the Sheschis HaTorah is going to help the Tkiyas Shofar. It's Mekadosh actual Mokum. And the Tzvasemus adds on, he says, this applies to every individual. Every limb that we use to do a mitzvah, it leaves a reshima, it leaves an impression, and it changes the person itself. So taka the tzaddik's gone from the town, aber oyser reshim, leaves an impression. We're finished doing the mitzvah, we still have an impression from it. And we find another benitzin halacha, this applies to the Shatzion. In Sivkot Yitches, and Hilchos Shofar, has a machloikas between the Mogen Avraham and the Chemed Moshe, someone who's left-handed, where should he blow shofar? Should he blow shofar on the right side of his mouth, or should he blow shofar on the left side of his lip? We know lechatchila you blow shofar on the right-hand side. What's the inyan? Because the inyan is that since the Gabbat Tfilin, he does his Tfilin on the other side. The question is, do you look at every person himself, or do you not look at every person himself? The left-hand side of the person already has a protection. He puts tefillin on his left-hand side. So therefore, you want to do shofar on the right. But someone who's left-handed, he's putting tefillin on his right-hand side. So therefore, we already have a schis on that side. We want to do shofar on the other side. And the Magen Avraham says, no, it depends on every person by himself. A left-handed person should change. Shatzin discusses this. But here you see to what extent it goes. That if you personally are doing a mitzvah on a certain part of your body, that already has a protection. I'm tefillin now. I'm blowing shofar. You can't even wear tefillin on Rosh Hashanah. Since you are always doing the mitzvah on that part of your body, that part of your body is already protected. So you can see to what extent it leaves hashpa on a person when he does a mitzvah. And this is something, especially more in recent years, there's been a lot of traveling to Kibbutz Tzadikim, and this is a very interesting Droshes Haran. They're showing you what the Ran Al Hashas, he has a sefer, there's a sefer Droshes Haran. In Drisha Shmini, he explains what's the inner davening by Kibbutz Tzadikim, and he says that since when a person was alive, this Tzadik was alive, he was zeichet Hashoris Hashchina. See, even when it was Nifta, these bones that had on them the Hashoris Hashchina stay more Kodesh than a regular person. And therefore, to go to that place, the Daven, is going to have a better way for his tefillah to be accepted. See, even though he's not doing the mitzvahs anymore, once he's been Nifta, now the Chavshim in the mitzvahs, but it doesn't matter. This Kibbutz Tzadikim is a Mokim Kodesh, because this is the place, this is the Mokim on this. These bones and this person, there was once a mitzvah done, and that leaves Ashpo for years to come. We find another place in Halacha where this applies to. The Gemara tells us the mile of someone is a kivei amokim letivlosi. It comes every day to the same place to daven. And the Gemara in Brochus, the Avodah on base, says a very interesting title about such a person. The Gemara says, Hai Chosid, Hai Onov. So you can say, Chassidus, he's going to finish Mishur Sadin, it's not Mamash Echiv, he's making sure to dive in every place, every day in the same place. How does Anivas come in over here? What's so humbling about coming back to the same place to daven? So the Tzlach in Brochus on that Gemara explains, he says that a person sometimes can think to himself that we know that it's not the person, it's not the place that honors the person, it's the person that honors the place. I remember by some chassidus, by seating arrangements, the worry that people might be offended where they're sitting. So I have this Gemara there, registered by the entrance. Gemara Tanis, Chavala from the base. Loi mekoy meshalod mechabed oisoy, elahi mechabed es mekoymoy. You have a chosh of a person. Wherever he's sitting, that automatically becomes the oibunun. Because he's sitting there, that's enough. So you can have a person who thinks to himself, I want to daven. Okay, I'm going to daven. Wherever I come, that's okay. Whereas, if someone is a humble person, he's the honor of, he thinks to himself, who says I'm able to be mechaven just wherever I decide to go and daven? I need to have some sort of schis that my tefillah should be accepted. So I'll go back to the place that I've davened previously, and I've already made on that place. I've been mekadosh that mokum already, I've davened there previously other tefillahs, And now when I come back to the same spot and I daven again, I'm not relying and saying, oh, wherever I come, I'll be able to daven. I understand that I need to come unto others' chisim that my tefillah should be accepted. So that's how that nevus comes in over here. It's a humbling thought that he's trying to work out how his tefillah will be accepted. That's how the Gemara says about him, Hai Onov. And the same Yisoid, many Gedolim said this Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Ovos, Ashnaim sheyoshvin, two people that are sitting, and they're not talking and learning, it's a setting of mockers. And the question is, they haven't said any jokes, they haven't made any litzonos, they're just sitting there quietly, they're not talking and learning, they should have exchanged a dvar Torah or two together, they're just sitting there quietly. Why does the Mishnah classify this setting as a Moshav Leitzim? So say the Pshat is as follows. How is it shaykh that two Elch Yidin to come to a spot and don't talk your learning? Whatever person is, exchange of what? How could it be that these Elch Yidin are not talking your learning? The Teretz is because yesterday there were people here and they sat on that spot and they were talking Litzonos. So therefore they've injected Tim in this place, and tomorrow when you come back to that spot, you're being affected by it. So Shnaim Sheyoshim, the Eben Eben Torah, it's a simon. Harei Zem Moishav Leitzim. It must be previously that there were Leitzim here, and they've left the Tim on the place, and when the Elchid comes back, he'll be affected. He won't be any more talking and learning. He'll be just sitting there doing nothing or talking stam. So you see how much, when a person does a mitzvah, when a person is in a place, when Erech Yid does a place, every Yid himself, whatever mitzvah we're doing, it leaves an impression and it has an effect for a lot further than we can see to the human eye. Many years ago in Torah, where I remember there was a yeshiva from America, from Eretz Yisrael, called Simcha Rubenstein, he came in to speak, and he shared a personal story by himself, which was very connected to Rashi in Parashas Vayetze regarding Yaakov Avinu Yoiv Daitel Mahada. What happened with Yaakov was he went past the Mokum HaMikdash and he was oblivious to the fact that he was such a Mokum Kodesh, he didn't realize where he was going past, and all of a sudden it struck him. So Rashi says Yoiv Daitel Mahada, he put his mind to it to go back, and then happened the Kvitz HaDerech and was Zoyche to be by the Mokum HaMikdash. So Rashi says, why didn't Hashem stop him on the way when he was going past it? Why didn't Hashem not stop him when he went past? So Rashi, he didn't put his mind to it, to daven in this place where his fathers are davening. That should stop him. He continued all the way to the Choron. And afterwards, Yoiv died in the Mahad, he put his mind to come back. And then he was there to Kvitz HaDerech. So he says he was learning in Ponovich, and at the time there was another bocher there. He was a Baal Shiva from America, and he was very, very fond of the Shmizm of Reb Chaskel Levenstein. He wouldn't miss for anything this Mr. Shmiz of his. The problem was that his mother was coming from America. Bochshem was a chosen and was going to get married, and his mother was arriving in the airport, which was going to coincide with Reb Chaskel's Shmiz, and he didn't want to miss it, he didn't know what he was going to do. So this Reb Simcha, the Rosh Hashiva, he was the one that would accompany the Chosn, many people, the week of the Chasn, and the Chosn doesn't go himself, the Melavehim, Chosn is the Shmira, Chosn the Melamelech, should be accompanied, and he went with him. And we were discussing with him, it was obvious that he had to go and fetch his mother. On the other hand, he didn't want to miss the Shmiz in the Shiva. So he decided he's going to do his bit. He went 2 hours earlier to the airport, thinking that maybe, you never know, maybe the flight's going to arrive early. It's a long flight, flights are affected by the wind, etc. Maybe it'll come early. Came 2 hours earlier to the airport. The Kachava, Tzimgelungen, and his mother said, they arrived early, the pilot got on the system and told the passengers, he's never had in all the years of flying. You can see different flight lengths to which direction they're going. You can have the same two destinations, and if you're going there, you're going back, and take half an hour earlier sometimes. But 2 hours earlier, he's never had it before, and it worked. And he said, Mamish, this Rashi. Person sometimes in a matzav where he feels it's impossible, what shall I do? I can't do anything about it. And Teretz says, do your bit. If you are Yoiv died in the Mahada, a person tries his bit, he can sometimes be Zoicha, the incredible Siyata Dishmaya, far beyond what he imagines. Upon the time, Messiah Noisai, the Irish helps people to help themselves. That's how the saying goes. That's Mamish this Rashi. Yaakov, he helped himself, he went back, Yoiv died in the Mahada, then you have the Siyata Dishmaya. And we find this to understand to what extent the person comes onto Siyata Dishmaya. We see in this week's Sedra, there was a master with the Chotzkev Rebbe, the Esher Chotzkev Rebbe, Abdul Moshe from Chotzkev. There was a Yid that went to him that had, he was struggling he had a problem, and he needed to go to Yeshia. So he was speaking with his son, the second Chotzkev Rebbe, Yisrael, and he said, go to my father, ask him for bracha. So he went in, he poured his heart out. When he came out, Rebbe Yisrael asked him, what did my father tell you? He told him, the Rebbe said, I wish you would help him. Hashem's going to help. And Rebbe Yisrael realized what difficulty this Yid's going through. And he wanted a bit of a stronger broken than that. So he said, go back inside to my father and ask him, what should I do until the Ibish helps? What should I do until Hashem helps? I know Ibish is going to help me. What should I do until then? Okay. He was given holy instructions. He followed. He went back inside. And the Rebbe told him, you see this week's Sedra, the answer to this question. The Pasuk says, and the Ibisha gives Hatochas to Yaakov, V'hini anoichi imoch, Shmaticha b'chel ashateleich, I'm going to guard you, protect you, I'm going to bring you back. Ki lo yezovch, I'm not going to forsake you, ad Hashem asisi, eis Hashem dibarati loch. Even until I'm going to fulfill all that I'm telling you, I'm not going to forsake you as well. Which means, mamash these words, he says, bis the Ibish wird helfen, the Ibish wird auch helfen. Until Hashem helps, Hashem will also help. Person should never feel a situation where he hasn't got the issue that he's waiting for, that he feels he's left stranded. Sometimes there's a matter where, kiloye zovcha, just realize Hashem's not forsaking you, even if it's in a matter of ad Hashem asisi, es Hashem dibarati loch. Which is not very easy sometimes. You see people go through difficulties sometimes, situations where they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. So from that, we can actually be inspired from the whole parasha in one go. Because you look at parashas Vayetzeh, it's a very long sedra. Parasha Vayetzeh, just for the timing, Shabbos is 3:35, when we finish Shnai Mikra, there's 148 psikim this week's sedra. But there's very, very few sedras that doesn't have any stop in the middle. There's no pay, there's no sambach, it's all one long sedra the whole way through. And I remember hearing this, when there was once a Nasir to Mekemes HaKadoshim, and we came back to Manchester, and Mashfugger, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman, he spoke then, it was Mamash Parashat Vayetzeh, and he said, you look what happened at the end of last week's Sedra, and what happened this week. Last week there was a fight, everything was fighting to get the brochas. Eventually, Yaakov, you manage, we got all the brochas in the world. He stopped Parashat Vayetzeh, he has one trouble after the next, he gets sent away. He tries to marry someone 7 years, another 7 years. He's far away from his parents. He's in Chitzeroz. He's there for 22 years till he comes back to see his parents. And after all these brochas, he's a thought, you know, you went somewhere to Davin, you were zeichet to get brochas from the Tzadik Ador, Yitzchak gave brochas, Yitzchak gave brochas, came with the brochas. What does happen afterwards? Loads of troubles. The Teretz says, don't stop. Teretz says, don't stop. Read the whole parashat Vayetzeh, one go. When you come to the end, then eventually you'll see Taka came back, Shiftei Kor, he came back with Ashiris, he came back with the Mois HaKadoshis, he came back with the Yibes Shiftei Kor, with the Klal Yisrael was built. This all happened only when you read through the whole Sedra till you come to the very end. Don't get despaired in the middle thinking that you've been forsaken. That's what the Pasuk says over here. Ki lo yezovcha ad Hashem asisi eis Hashem dibarati loch. The Welt says, Biz the Kretschmer, Tafenochag Lezel Bronfen, which means until you get to the pub, you also need a drink. And sometimes you think, oh, I'm not arrived there yet. It doesn't matter. The Wilshim is holding our hand the whole way, and the Siyata Shema in each and every step. Help from heaven. The Wilshim looks after us, cares about us, makes sure we have everything that we need. We see that in this week's Sedra, Vayivka Bamokum. Vayivka Bamokum. Chazal tell us over here, Gemara Brochas Chavov and Beis, and Gemara Chilin Tzad Yalav and Beis. This is the Mekoy for Tfilis Arvis. Yaakim was talking Tfilah of Mariv from the words Vayivka Bamokim. It's a very, very interesting word, Vayivka Bamokim. What does it mean, Vayivka Bamokim? Literally means he bumped into the place. And from the same words, Chazal learned two things. One, we learn out that those kvitz aderech, that the Beis HaMikdash came jumping towards Yaakov. And another thing which we learn out is that he was Mesaket Tfilas Maariv. How these two things meet in the same two words. And so what does it mean? Vayivka l'amokim. Loshem of Vayivka, the interesting Loshem of Tfilah. So the beautiful Sefer of Shimshon Pinkas called Shor Metfilah, which is a very, very unique Sefer. Because it's not just chizik to tell you that davening works. What he does in the Sefer is, he teaches you different ways to daven. He says a person will learn his whole life of a kama. He can learn it be'i and rav, and on the masechta back to front. He won't necessarily be able to pass in the shayin el chashabas. Because he's focused only on one area of Torah. He says, we all understand when it comes to learning, we have to have all different areas of Torah to be able to understand. So he says the same thing with davening. We used to one type of davening. We need something, but ask the Rebbein Shalom, and you want to be able to see the results. He says, maybe, he says talking about in Akdom over there, maybe the way for you to get the Yeshia is the type of tefillah called Rina. In the second Brocha Shemin Esra, when you're talking about praising Hashem, and you think about how great Hashem is, and the Aibish is Reifei Cholim, the Aibish heals the sick, and in your mind you think, wow, think about it. This week, how many hundreds of Eden came out of hospitals around the world that were healed? The Ibish is every single day, the Ibish is healing sick people. And then you can think, and also this person I have in mind, I should also be Zoicha to this Yeshia, this Rafia as well. Completely different style of davening. The Chido actually says on Shabbos, where we can't even say the Bokhar Rafaini, so he says, Shabbos Simelizik, Rafia Kroivalovoi, comes earlier, ready in the second Bokhar Shemin Esra, that's when you have to make sure to pull the Yeshia for the Rafia. Can't wait until the 8th Bokhar of Rafaini. But Al Kaponim is just the idea, there's different forms of davening. So one of the types of davenings is called Pegia, which is this expression we find this week, etc. And he says, in your Pegia, is like you say in Yiddish, someone's a pagan. What does a pagan mean? He persists. He davens again and again and again and again. It's a unique type of tefillah. It doesn't have to be necessarily a langish menesra and he's crying his eyes out. It could be every day. He doesn't give up. He doesn't see the Yeshia. He's waiting for something. Someone needs to be healed. Someone needs a shidduch. Someone needs a financial help. Whatever the issue is, and he davens again and again and understands only the Eibush is one that can help him. And the fact that he persists in his tefillah, that the gear, that's a different, unique style tefillah. And he says he saw this in real life. He said that there was a couple, already middle-aged people, and they became Baal Yeshiva. They started to send the children to sit at home. They sent to a Haim Shechinuch, and he became Taka a Yeshiva, went to Yeshiva. And then the father himself started Mishtatzim in a few Shia Torah. After about 5 years, you see that slowly but surely this person, he left his job, he was working less hours, and eventually he was sitting and learning the entire day. And he found it very, very strange from where they come from to what extent he's gone to. So he did a bit of homework, he tried to find out what was going on over there, and he discovered that this man's wife was the one that was behind all this. Not in a direct form, because she realized she can't ask her husband to go and sit in the whole day learning kollel. It's not; he was far beyond that. She decided she's going to do her bit. She's going to keep on davening every single day. She davened and mama just in and up again, vayivka, again and again and again and again. And without even saying anything to him, he was nearly 50 years old, this fellow. And slowly but surely, she saw how her tefillahs bore fruit. And taka, that's what happened. And he realized it's a completely different type of davening, yifka. And this is Be'emes, the third tefillah of the day. If you think about it, we're davening already shachris, we're davening already mincha. Now we're davening a third time, the whole timing of the davening is vayivka, again and again. When we're davening when it's dark outside, when we don't understand what's going on, when we don't see the issue before our eyes, and nevertheless we understand. Rashi says this in Tehillim, Kavel Hashem, Chazak V'yam Eslebecho, V'kavel Hashem. So Rashi explains that. Hope to the Aibishter. You don't see the results, doesn't matter. Strengthen yourself and daven again. But just to come back to explain perhaps, how does these two things come together? The Indian of Mariv, of Tfilas Mariv, Yivka Mokh, but together with the same words as the Kvitsa Derech. So for this, I have to make just two or three small introductions. Number one, Meshech Chochmah is next week, actually, it is. He explains that Yaakov was Mesakin Tfilas Maariv. He was the only one of the others that the Eibush was Megal himself, but Maris Halayla. Why do I have to be Maris Halayla? To show us that even in Golas, even in the Chashkas, even in Stark, the Eibush is still with us. There's another Indian we find, you can see sometimes a clue. What was the preparation for the Tfilah? We see Chazal learned by Yishka Bamokha Mahi, he slept in that place. Where did he sleep? Only after he's ready to be learning for 14 years in Shem Ve'eva. And it sounds like the way we learn out, it was at night that he slept. And until then, he was learning at night. Chazal tells us in Medrash Tanchuma that Moshe, when he was in Shemaim, in Shabbat in Shemaim, at daytime he knew it was day because he learned Torah Shebichsav. He knew it was nighttime because he was learning Torah Shebaalpeh. So from the fact that we learn out that he was learning Torah, from the fact that he wasn't sleeping, it sounds like that was the Torah Shebaalpeh dikah learning that Yaakov was Osuk those 14 years. And regarding Torah Shebaalpeh, the Medrash tells us in Noach Medrash Tanchuma, a very famous Medrash, that Torah Shebaalpeh, it doesn't just come easy. A person has to be willing to put in a lot of koyach, meimis atzmo aleihu. And there's a riches in the Medrash over there that says when a person, even these Amah Hoichim Achoshech, the nation that's going in darkness, refers to the Talmud Bavli. You don't understand the thing straight away. After you're working hard, eventually, Roy Oy Godel, there's a riches to understand the Pshat and the Sigya. And the final Akdoma is, an incredible Sfasemis Legav Sikkis. He says, why when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sikkis, there's a mitzvah Ali L'Regel, where Hashemini Atzeres has no Chiv Ali L'Regel. Every of the three Yom Tov, there's actually a Nidin in the Shoenim about this, but he takes on, there's no Chiv Ali L'Regel, and it's a Regel B'fnei Atzmi regarding many matters, Psaak Shav. The question is, why is there no Ali L'Regel? So he says as follows. He says, when it comes to Pesach, which is connected to Avraham, when it comes to Shviyas, which is connected to Yitzchok, when it comes to Sikkis, which is connected to Yaakov, each one of them, a person has to go to the Beis HaMikdash, Yira, Yeroed, Kiviyochel, Zich Trefem, with the Rebbein Shleim, to meet with Hashem. Whereas he says, Shmina Atzeres is connected to Moshe. Moshe's Avodah was the Indian of Torah. He says, when it comes to Torah, the Torah is Yikorim, Mipnimim. And the way it works is, Abachina, Obachol Mokim, Asher Shmi, wherever you're going to mention my name, Ovei Lecha Verakticha. You don't need to go to the Beis HaMikdash to meet the Eibishter. You can open your Gemara wherever you are, and Yizoich Tashores Hashchin over there, that's where you'll be able to meet Hashem. So if we combine all this together, we're going to see how this comes. What happens over here was, Yaakov had just finished learning now for 14 years. He was learning, as you saw, it was in of Torah Shebaalpeh. By Yivka Bamokim, Chazal learned two things over here. Number one is the Indian of meeting. That means he met with the Rebbein Shem and Tfilas Arvis. And as well by Yivka Bamokim is the Beis HaMikdash came to Yaakov. That means this Bechina of Kedishas Beis HaMikdash Shalebim Koimah, the fact that the Beis HaMikdash came to Yaakov, this is mamash the same in Indian why by Shmini Atzeres we don't have to do Ali L'Regel. Because when a person appreciates, when a person is connected to Torah in a very deep manner, when a person is horrifying and learning, the deeper he's connected to Torah, the more close he's going to be to the Rebbein Shalom when it comes to davening as well. And when he's persisting to understand the Sigya, that's difficult, he doesn't understand, he's working hard again and again, then what happening is he's doing this in and of Pekiah as the introduction of his Marev, and that is how he's able to keep himself strong, even as Malagulis. Chazal tells us, Vemus, that the whole Indian of Torah Shebaalpeh came about in that we should be separated from the Goyim throughout the years of Golis. How are we going to manage 2,000 years in Golis? The answer was, we're going to have a Torah Shebaalpeh, that's like a bris with the Eibishter to keep us connected. So, what happened over here was, by Yivke Bamokim, Yaakov, after learning Torah Shebaalpeh for 14 years, then he was zoicha as ove elecha v'yachticha. Vayivke v'amokim happened when he was vayivke v'amokim after he had this hakdoma of learning for so many years. This teaches us, whatever matter we are, whatever difficulty we have, even if we don't see the oy, we see the chashkes, we see the laila, we realize kiloy azov chad Hashem asisi. We realize vayivke v'amokim, and then we'll be zoicha eventually, even if we have to go through the whole sentence till we see the whole picture. The Eibush looks after us in every situation, and we should be zoicha taka to la'ala brochas ad bi'as gil tzedek meir v'yemeinu amen.
How many years ago?
Long time ago. Actually, 20 years ago.
Can I have your trilogy? Can I have it?